Hi, I'm Dale Morris, your host for On Tap. With this segment, we delve into all things technology, whether it's the latest gadgets, technological trends, or practical uses for modern electronics, we'll take the lid off and see what makes it tick. What's on tap for today? On March 23rd, Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted along party lines, 50 to 48, to eliminate proposed broadband privacy rules that would have required ISPs to receive explicit consent from consumers before selling or sharing their web browsing data and other private information with advertisers and other companies. The Senate also used its power under the Congressional Review Act to ensure that the FCC rulemaking, quote, shall have no force or effect, end quote, and to prevent the FCC from issuing similar regulations in the future. The eliminated FCC broadband privacy rules, which had not yet taken effect, were set to require providers to get opt-in consent from consumers before selling or sharing metadata and other personal information such as geolocation, browsing activity, IP addresses, and more. Opt-out requirements would have been required for less sensitive information such as email addresses. The metadata capturing your personal information can come from any connected device. Desktop computers, laptops, mobile devices, cloud video recorders, home assistants, etc. are connected devices and collect metadata. With this goldmine of data, it's no wonder that broadband providers want to be able to sell this information to the highest bidder without consumers' knowledge or consent. And they want to collect and use this information without providing transparency or being held accountable. Companies like AT&T and Verizon would have been forced to deny their shareholders and forego surefire profits in exchange for maintaining their customers' personal privacy. For those interested in enhancing their online security, experts recommend the use of a virtual private network, or VPN, to enhance one's privacy. At the average cost of $4 to $10 per month, a VPN is an excellent option for those Americans fortunate enough to have the discretionary spending. But should we require citizens to enforce the Fourth Amendment right of privacy for themselves? I'm Dale Morris. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon with the next edition of On Tap.